Hi and good morning everyone, it's Mac here on Monday morning, 14th of May, and it's a brisk cold morning. It's some sunshine, some clouds, strong winds, cold temperatures, 8 degrees C, and not a lot else to say about this weather except it's totally CRAP. Last night, I had a terrible night last night. I'm going to moan for a bit, I hope you don't mind. Don't sleep well at the best of times, but last night, oh dear, what a night. I'm shattered, absolutely shattered this morning. I've had 3 or 4 coffees, and I have to go. I'm just heading just now to do... I have to go and check something for someone, so I need to go and do it. I promised I would go down and do it. It's a few miles away, but fortunately it's in a lovely place by the canal. So yes, last night I was awakened for so long last night, and then when I did get to sleep, the weather was so bad that we were woken up by a massive hailstorm, which just... it was shattering. And so that got me up, and then I couldn't get back to sleep again. That was the kind of night I had. I often wonder, we speak about the features on Audioboo. We're still waiting on that player. I don't know when we're going to get that. But another feature, I don't know if it was mentioned before, but I'll mention it again, is the being able to upload Audioboos to maybe 2 categories, public or private. Because if you're doing something that you just want to actually just record for yourself, and it's no real great interest to others, just like this being a morning boo, how I had a terrible night, how I'm feeling now, and blah blah blah, and just have that, or you know. So you could send it up to your private boo section, and then then when you feel in the mood, you can either listen to it or bloody delete it. At least no one else has had to listen to you moan. But I'm having a moan this morning, I just feel like it. Sod it. I don't moan very often, but I'm having a moan this morning. What else? Well, talking of Audioboo, yes, that would be a good feature to have. And I would like to know when Audioboo Matt Rock is going to get this player on board, because just feel more and more now that we really need it. And I think he should get his finger out on that. And no disrespect to Mark, I know things don't happen very quickly and you have to develop things, but something else might come along in the market and just get in there first with a player, an app player. You don't want that happening. You want to be ahead of the field all the time if you can, or have more features than the other one, which is, makes it more attractive. So, just some thoughts on that. What else have I been doing? Yes. I won't talk about yesterday's weather. I won't talk about the weather I can see from the hills here, heading our way once again. It looks like it's going to be another dire and miserable day. More morning. Morning's quite good, actually. You know, the more you moan, the better you feel. Get it off your chest. I'm getting off my chest this morning. Moan, moan. Oh, the sun's come out now. I feel great. Stop moaning. Fantastic. What a beautiful morning it is. The sun's warming me up. My bones. Apologies for the rattling ladder. always seems to be the case when I drive this car, there's something rattling somewhere. Probably me with the medicines I take, all those pills. Come to think of it, maybe it's not the ladder. You really have to find a way of silencing these buggers when you're driving. There, I'm holding it down. Does that help? Oh, that's much better. Drive with one hand. Okay. What else? Yes. I've been busy playing about with garage bands. It's good. Very good. But it's not as simple to use as Audacity, which is pretty easy to compile things in Audacity. But I'm going to stick with it because apparently it's the best program to use for any kind of audio, and it has got a dedicated podcast section in it, which is pretty good actually. So I'm going to stick with it, learn it, but according by my help support searches, it's got some vagaries like iTunes that really need to be sorted out. You can actually do a podcast if you like, or any kind of compilation on your iPad or iPhone, and fairly simply transfer that between OS devices, and also fairly simply transfer that to the Mac. The problem comes is when you are trying to do the opposite, when you're compiling something on the Mac and you want to transfer it for further editing on, say, the iPad or iPhone, that's where the problems come in. So, that's just something else. Keek versus Streamzoo. Okay. Keek's fast. You get in there, it gets done. Problem is, you cannot call in videos from your, let's say, your phone or your iPad. You have to record them direct into Keek, and then they're gone. They're going up to Keek, where you have to then get them back down again. Streamzoo, however, gives you the option of either recording directly or using a file you already have, and you just call that in, and I think that's far superior. Streamzoo just needs to tighten up their app so that when you open it, it goes straight into recording mode and not this page. I think Pilgrim Chris mentioned this before about Streamzoo. But it's not a major hassle, to be honest with you, because it only takes seconds to switch from the main screen to your record. But I have to agree that a lot of videos you're going to do come up quick. You know, it's just instantaneous. You just want to do it there and then. You want to hit the button and do it. But I'll work around on that, is to actually just hit the camera and record it. iPhone's camera and record video immediately, and then I can always do the Streamzoo bit later, because you've still captured the moment, as it were, and it's not so critical as to being able to get that up there instantly, unless you're really, really pernickety about saying, well, I've captured the moment and I want everyone to share the moment with me at the moment. But people don't care, really. It's just like Keek videos. People put Keek videos up and sometimes they're not watched for a little while. Okay, just some thoughts. I'm just trying to run through things in my head as I drive down to the Sea Scouts. That's where I'm going, to the Sea Scouts. At the canal. Okay. This is a nice drive down here. It's a lovely road, tree-lined, fairly quiet. It's just a nice wee run, a few miles just. I got a couple of responses to my boo on the missing boo buddies. Thanks. Thank you, Sasika and Zakiem, for responding. I don't know if anyone else has responded since I last checked this morning, about an hour and a half ago, but if you have, thank you anyway. And the reason I mention that is that Zakiem sent me another one of his little mail videos, which are great. I absolutely think they're great. So I've signed up for, I think it's MailView, M-A-I-L-V-U. So I signed up for that this morning. There's a free version and there's a paid version. I think the paid version, mainly for businesses, is about $39.99 or something like that. But I'll stick with the free, won't use it that often. But it's quite a clever little app, and Zaki seems to like using it, and it's really good. So I'm going to start using that, just to pop off little videos in your email. He sent me the email into Audioboo, and it came up obviously in my email listing for that comment, that mention. So another clever little app. Isn't it great, really, when you think about it, the apps? Oh, I can think of one other thing to say while I'm talking about apps. So I will mention it now before it goes out of my head, because I had actually written it down previously to mention. And that is that I had looked at... A few days ago, I plugged my iPhone into my Mac via the USB, and of course it displays your storage and the files you've got on there, maybe 2 GB of music or 3 GB of photos and videos, things like that. And I noticed that the apps were taking up a hell of a room on my iPhone. So, I'm just pulling down the canal, and I don't want to run over the banking and into the canal. It won't be nice if I do that. Where am I? Oh, watch the mirror. Yes, so what I did was, I went through the apps that I didn't really use, and there were a few of them. And they were mostly the items like Pilgrim Chris uses Path, View Ranger, and one other, I think. I can't remember which one it was. And it was amazing. I never used these. And when I deleted them and then looked at my storage of my iPhone, I had just wiped out about 3 GB. Now, bear in mind that these apps weren't really storing anything. They were just there. Maybe a couple of files I put in Path originally. But very, very little. And that was over 3 GB. So now I've got over 3 GB of space back on my iPhone. I was getting a little bit worried about the storage on it, because it's a 16 GB version. And obviously going to Vegas shortly. So I still want to sort out and clear, but just taking those three apps out, over 3 GB, amazing, amazing stuff. So we're filtering more out. It's terrible. The apps are great. Okay, the apps are great, absolutely, if you use them. But what I'm going to say is, if you do not use an app, get rid of it. Especially if you got it through iTunes. So if you've purchased it on iTunes, then you've already purchased it. So if you decide at a later date you want it back, you just call it back in. You won't have to pay for it again. And if it's free, well, just download it again and you'll get the latest version for free. So, just some insights. I'm here, I'm down at the Sea Scouts, and I see that Alec, the Scoutmaster, the guy I usually meet down here who comes down to let me in, he's a nice guy, Alec. I like him. And they do great work down here. So, he's there, he's got the doors open for me, and I will go in and get started. It's just a little task. It's just a little check over for something he's worried about. No real work involved. And it's nice to be here. I've taken some nice photographs down here when the barges go past. And it's a great centre for the Sea Scouts when they come. It's a gorgeous little place, really. A little section of the world that's set away from the biz, as it were. And they're very fortunate to have this. It's the old converted stabling block from way back when the towpaths were or the barges were only pulled by horse, and they made these way stations along the canal where the horses could be fed and watered and rested, and so there would be stabling of a limited amount, but at least respite for the horses. The barges, that's the people who operate or run or drive or steer the barges, they would get some refreshments probably, and a wee blether to the station master, usually a family, a couple at least, that run it. And of course these all died out, and the barges now are all diesel engine driven, and so they were fortunate. I think they get this on probably something like a 50 or 100 year lease from the local authorities for about a token gesture for about £1 a year. And they converted the stables into this. They have all their boats, you know, the kayak, canoes, etc. And they have great facilities inside, and in the summer months they come down and have barbecues. Great place. Maybe do a boo about that later on, because this morning started off as a morning boo, and now I'm sitting in the sunshine. And I must get on, and I will boo you all later. Bye for now.